A great win today. It's always good to be back home and win in front of our home crowds. Hats off to the Washington Redskins. They're a great team. It was great seeing RG3 back out there today. He's a great guy, great quarterback for this league, and he's someone that a bunch of young quarterbacks should look up to.
Resilience you displayed, didn't get off to the best of starts, but hung in there and then obviously got the win. Talk about it from that aspect.
Sometimes you're going to have some slow starts, but it's all about how you finish the game. And today it was a great team win. The guys, they hung their hats high and, continue to just fight throughout the course of the game. So it's just a great team win, overall team effort.
Did you talk to Griffin after the game?
Yes, I was able to talk to RG3, and he just told me to continue to just have fun, enjoy this ride, take command of this team, and do my best throughout the course of the year.
Met him before, or have you? Or
I've been able to exchange text messages with RG3, but my first time personally meeting him.
Your thought process on that 4th and 2, and then it seemed like after that you were more willing to use your feet to run.
Yeah, once I came on the sideline, and Coach Zimmer was right there in my face just telling me, just run it, and and I told myself, what am I doing? I know that I have the ability to keep a play alive, and I know that if something is an open downfield, that I can take advantage of my legs and make a play. But right there, I just have to have better judgment. Like I said, I could have ran. It was only 2 yards. So we'll look at the tape, and I'll just continue to try to get better in every aspect of the game. It just sailed. It was probably a poor decision anyways. Like I said, I should have just ran it. It was 4th and 2, a crucial 4th down, but our defense did a great job. The next play, you talk about Captain Munlin coming out, catching an interception for us, and giving us that momentum again so that we could go in and punch it in for a touchdown right before the half.
Robinson, what hurt you after that play? Were you close to having to come out?
Oh, no, I just had the wind knocked out of me. And I just needed a second to catch my breath. Washington, they're a very physical team, but we did a great job today for the most part. I had a clean pocket throughout the course of the game. I was able to sit back there and make some throws.
You moved around a little bit more in the pocket today. I mean, was there anything in particular you were feeling back there? Could you kind of sense guys a little better?
Sometimes our coaches tell us, once you step up in the pocket, if the receivers aren't open downfield, they're always going to be escape lanes. And those lanes disappeared open today, and I was able to take advantage of it.
Teddy, 2 in a row, should have been 3 with the Buffalo. How's your confidence? How are you looking forward to the rest of the season?
Our confidence is very high right now. And whenever you can finish a game the way we did today, hopefully we'll be able to finish games more in the victory formation. But our confidence is very high going into this bye week. We're going to use this time to get some guys healthy and come back hard the next couple of weeks.
Teddy, you missed a couple of deep balls, especially early in the game. Was there a common thread on any of those points you?
Well, all I have to do is just hit the guy when he's wide open. And Cordero, he was wide open early in the game, and I just overthrew him. And that's one of those plays where guys that wide open, just give him a ball that he could catch and go score a touchdown. But it was a slow start at first, but as the game went on, we continued to just do different things. You talk about the run game. Matt Asiata, this is his third career 3-touchdown game. So, we know that our offensive line is going to do a great job of giving me time, to make the throws down the field. So I just have to connect on those throws.
What's the safety coming in off the edge? But the first play of the game, and they sent the safety on the blitz, and you had Jennings over through that one too. What would you have done differently on those 2 throws to maybe connect on those?
Oh, with that one, I had Greg matched up on a linebacker, so Greg could have easily ran by that guy, and I just overthrew him. But even in that situation, I could have probably back-shouldered him because I'm pretty sure a lot of linebackers don't really have great ball skills, and we always like that matchup where we have a wide receiver and a linebacker. So I just have to continue to just get better in the deep ball area, continue to give those guys a chance to make the catches.
What's been the difference? Because Coach says you are good at throwing the deep ball. What's been the difference from practice and games? And do you feel you are good at throwing the deep ball?
I think I'm good at throwing the deep ball. And at times, Coach Norv Turner and Scott always tells me, don't look at the wide receiver, throw it to the area. And sometimes with me trying to be a perfect passer, I tend to look at the wide receiver, and sometimes I end up overthrowing them or underthrowing instead of just throwing it to the area. putting enough arc and pace on the ball, giving the guy a chance to make the play.
Hey, Teddy.
Big game for you. You're here playing against RG3. Just from a fan perspective, you're a human being. How cool is this?
That's very cool. You know, especially you talk about Robert Griffin III, a guy who's won a Heisman Trophy on the college level. He was able to take the league by storm his rookie year, and unfortunately, he's been battling some injuries over the past couple of years. But it was just great seeing him back out there today. He's a guy who's going to compete to the end of the line. As you can see in the fourth quarter, you know, when his team needed points, he tried, and you know, good thing happened though. Our defense stepped up. You know, at the end of the game, it just made some plays for us.
What advice did he give you being a young pro player?
He just told me to continue to being a great ambassador for this league. And hats off to him. He's a great ambassador for this league also. And you know, he told me to continue to ride the wave, you know, continue to just play great football throughout the course of the year.
Did you feel like you had some matchups you like with Ford and even Ellison?
Yes, and Chase is going to be a household name around here. Chase is a guy who's been making plays for us ever since OTAs, and he's a very explosive player. And then you talk about Rhett, a guy who we use a lot in the run game, but when he gets his chances in the passing game, he always makes those big plays for us. So those two guys have been doing a great job for us, and we're just going to continue to just use those guys in different ways.
Teddy, do you think of any cumulative situations, whether it's high school or college throughout your career, where you've gotten rattled? And is there any moment where you felt like you didn't come through in those situations the way you wanted to?
I try not to get rattled because I know that I have 10 other guys in the huddle who are dependent on me or who eyes are all on me. And then also I understand that I have 10 guys in the huddle who are going to make plays for this team also. So, you know, for me, Coach Zimmer told me something before the game today. He said, don't try to be perfect. Just play football. And in those too many situations, I just tell myself, you know, don't try to be perfect. Just play football. Allow the game to come to me. Take what the defense has given me. And like you saw today, our offense, the wide receivers did a great job of just finding those open windows whenever we're facing some zone coverages. And the offensive line did a great job of allowing me to have time to sit back there and make those throws in the two-minute situation. So I always seem comfortable because I know that those 10 other guys in the huddle are going to do their job.
On the rollout, was there at any point there on those two plays you thought you might have to come to the sideline for a play or so?
Not at all. And I know that I'm going to compete. And as long as I'm able to get up and walk off the field, or as long as I'm able to get up and call the next play, you know, I'm going to try my best to be out there on the field. And like I said, we have a great strength conditioning staff here, and they do a great job of preparing those guys, our bodies, getting our bodies ready for the long course of the season.
In your big picture, you guys have faced a lot of adversity this season, kind of all across the field. Four wins going into the bye, how do you guys feel about the state of the team?
We're feeling pretty good right now. You know, we're not where we want to be, but you know, we've been making some improvements each and every week. And like you said, we've dealt with adversity throughout the course of the season, and you know, it just shows the character of the men in that locker room, guys who know how to overcome adversity, guys who know how to continue to fight through adversity, and you know, not only in the course of the season, but also in the course of a game.
Going through to Cordero, it looked like he might have had the sun in his eyes fighting to find the ball a little bit. Did he say anything about losing track of the ball on that one?
No, we're not going to try to make excuses for Cordero or anything. I just have to throw him the ball. He's wide open, so no, like I said, an opportunity like that presents itself. I have to just put the ball on him, and I don't believe he was scrambling with the sun at all.
How much are you kicking yourself after that play? Just the fact you just got to float it out there.
It was very tough, you know, swallowing that pill because you're talking about, you know, we could have taken the momentum early in the game, and but sometimes in the game everything happens for a reason, and we were able to continue to just put that in the pass and just finish strong.
Utilize the bye
week now? For one, just get some rest. And it's been a long 9 weeks, first 9 weeks of the season. And if you think about it, we've been going since training camp. And we're going to use this bye week to get some rest, get a couple guys healthy, and get guys back and prepare for our next opponent.
How did it help your mindset to score right before halftime, going into the locker room, only down three, in a much better-looking position than it could have been at 10-0?
Yeah. We knew that Washington was going to get the ball back to start the second half, and we just tried to get some points. And the defense did a great job of, like I said, forcing that turnover and setting us up with great field position. We were able to take advantage of it, and you know, just gave us some confidence and gave us some momentum. We came right out, got a three and out in the first drive of the second half. So it played a huge role in our success tonight, today. You know, I'll probably get back home, see some family, but I'll just use that time to continue to rest.